She licked her lips with anticipation. She'd never tried multiple partners before. This could be interesting. Suddenly a figure loomed at the base of the standing rock on her right, then another on her left. As she swiveled her head, first one way, then the other, more figures materialized from among the stones, until 12 dark-robed shapes surrounded her. All wore cassocks similar to her own, their faces hidden in shadow.
"Greetings. My name is Cyrus," said the one standing closest to her.
His voice was coarse and full of sexual innuendo. He threw back the cowl of his garment and revealed his face. His skin shone pale, wax-like, and he had a long, raw scar that ran from above his left eye and across his cheek to the corner of his mouth. His lips stretched thin, and he had no eyebrows.
"Greetings,"
her heartbeat quickened. "He's the ugliest man I've ever seen."
"My name is Jane. You were expecting me?"
"Of course."
He extended a hand.
"Please, take your place inside the ring of stones."
He made no attempt to introduce the others. She turned and stepped towards the open space. Before, it had been nothing more than a grassy amphitheatre, but now it contained a large rectangular slab of rust-coloured stone, some sort of altar, smeared by the blood of previous sacrifices. She scanned the minds of the newcomers and saw they meant her no harm. She continued with slow, measured paces. The 12 druids kept pace with her. Those in front stepped backward, without taking their eyes from hers. When she halted facing the altar stone, so did they.
"Remove your garment."
Cyrus placed his hands on her shoulders. His fingers plucked at the folds of her cassock. She let it fall, not ashamed to reveal her nakedness in front of strangers. The garment slithered down her body until it collected in an untidy pile around her feet. Several of her companions murmured in a language she didn't understand, but they couldn't hide the desire in those undertones. She smiled. She was beautiful, and men lusted after her. She welcomed their attention because of the power it gave her over them. Again, Cyrus placed his hands on her shoulders and spun her around.
"On the altar, arms and legs spread."
He guided her backwards until her calves touched the cold stone. Then he applied pressure and moved her into position. When the backs of her thighs made contact with the hard, smooth surface, she lowered herself onto her back and felt a tingle course through her body as the cool stone made contact with her warm flesh. Cyrus opened his cassock and let it drop,